Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Rewriting a parable in modern form together. Leading a group activity that reimagines Jesus' stories for today's world. Why listen to this post? This post gives you a fresh, participatory way to engage congregations with Scripture, by collaboratively rewriting a familiar parable in language and imagery that speaks directly to today. Parables were never meant to stay stuck in ancient Palestine. Jesus told stories using the images and issues of his time, robbers, roadways, religious roles, to provoke, confront, and illuminate, so why not continue his method? One powerful creative form of worship leadership is to invite your community to retell a parable in modern terms. You don't need to be a drama group or a professional writer. All you need is an openness to listen together, imagine, and reshape. A great place to start is the story of the Good Samaritan from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Most of us know the shape. Someone gets hurt. People who should help walk by. The least expected person stops, acts with compassion, and crosses the boundaries of prejudice. But if you pause and look again, the parable is crying out to be reimagined. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho might now be a motorway, a city alley, a border zone, or a corporate hallway. Here's how to lead the exercise. Read the parable aloud, slowly and without commentary. Ask open-ended questions. If Jesus told this story today, where might it take place? Who would the modern-day priest and Levite be? Who would be the unexpected hero? What would bandage his wounds look like now? Divide into small groups and invite each to brainstorm a version of the parable set in their community, city, or country. Encourage the use of everyday language and current events. Come back together and share each group's vision. If possible, act one out, or read as a dramatic monologue. Let the stories challenge, move, or discomfort, just like Jesus' parables did. Here's an example that emerged from one group I worked with. A young woman is mugged on the side of the road in central Auckland. A pastor in a clerical collar walks past, looking at her phone. A politician sees, but crosses to the other side. A homeless man with a shopping trolley stops. He uses a first aid kit from a nearby cafe and waits with her until help arrives. He's mocked by others, but she says, "He was my neighbour." Summary. This isn't just a novelty activity. It's theological reflection in community. It lets people step inside the parable, find themselves in the story, and listen for what the Spirit might be saying now. When we rewrite the parables together, we honour Jesus' storytelling gift and discover the radical grace still pulsing through his words. Nā mihi.